gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, Ken Gross will be joining us. Ken is a noted auto journalist. He's an author. He's got a brand new book about hot rods out there. He's also a guy that does some TV from time to time and works with Jay Leno, actually. That's a little bit of a secret, but he works with Jay Leno on some work that Jay does with his website and some other things. So Ken's a very interesting gentleman. He'll be joining us momentarily here on the broadcast. Hour number two, he is the big guy, the number one person, the CEO of the Skip Barber Racing School, located in Connecticut with other facilities around the country. And we're going to be talking with George Ayers about what's going on there at the school and some other happenings as well. Hour number two of the program also. We hope to be joined by an additional guest in hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations. William Jeans, a gentleman who I haven't had on for quite some time, a gentleman with quite a background, the former publisher and editor-in-chief of both Car and Driver and Road and Track magazine. He also, over the years, launched a couple of other publications, and in more recent times, been doing some freelance stuff, does a lot of judging at Concours events, and William will have lots to say, I'm sure, about what's going on in Detroit and Washington, etc. Along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls at our usual number and emails at bob@autoworldradio.com. We begin the hour, however, with the news, and this week's news report is brought to you by the folks at Stabil. When you store, start with Stabil. It's America's number one fuel stabilizer. For more information, visit their website. It's www.goldeagle.com. Well, the government-supported Cash for Clunkers program is underway, and there are lots of conflicting stories about the different rules of this particular program put forth by the present administration. I would recommend, if you have questions about it, logging on to a couple of different websites. Cards.com has some very good information there, and also the U.S. government has a specific website set up for it, which I believe is cars.gov. But in doing some research for it, I was looking up some interesting little factoids, including about resale values of cars and trucks. And I've come up with a list here of the best and worst resale values as far as new vehicles are concerned. So let me run down a little bit that list with you. And by the way, this Cash for Clunkers program is only around for a limited amount of time. So I definitely would recommend, if you have a car that is less than 25 years old, here's the basics of the rules. If it's less than 25 years old and gets less than 18 miles to the gallon, then you can turn it in, as long as you're turning it in towards a new car that is getting fuel economy in excess of 22 miles per gallon. The rules for trucks are different. You can find out more information, again, by visiting the official website for these different entities. So we're going to see if we can give you a little update here on the best and worst resale values by particular class of vehicle. And for whatever reason, it is not pulling up here on my web browser at the moment. But let's see if we can start maybe with worst overall car resale values. Let's see if we can come up with that one. Okay, here we go. Worst overall car resale values. According to the folks at cars.com, the Cadillac DTS, this is the front-wheel drive big Cadillac sedan, ranks number one here on the list with a residual value of 23%. The Chevrolet Trailblazer also has a low resale value of 25%. The Chevrolet Colorado pickup truck at 25%. Also, the Ford Ranger at 25%. The Durango from the Chrysler Group at 25%. This is retention of value, I believe, after 4 years. The GMC Canyon also ranking at 26% residual retail. Not too hot on that one either. And also in the realm of worst overall resale values, you got to look at another truck. This is from Mazda, the B2 B2300 at 27%. The Chevrolet Suburban comes in at 27%. So does the GMC Yukon XL 1500, 27%. So does the Ford Econoline van. So those are some of the worst retail vehicles as far as resale values are concerned if you're in the market for particular vehicles. Always a good thing to have in mind. The best overall resale values by class. Let's see if we can dig this one out here. For whatever reason, once again, we'll have to get that for you another time here on the broadcast. Let me tell you about some upcoming products here from Mercedes-Benz. Earlier today, I was chatting with a gentleman from Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes is going to be offering the first lithium-ion battery-powered hybrid vehicle. It will be offered in their new S-Class sedan for model year 2010, going on sale in the month of November. And this is big news because lots of other manufacturers have been promising this technology, but Mercedes is going to be the first to market with it. Mercedes is also planning to replace their supercar. Right now, a joint collaboration with the folks at McLaren. It's called the McLaren SLR. It's going to be replaced by, in my opinion, an absolutely stunning vehicle. It's going to be called the Mercedes SLS. It is the first AMG in-house production. Up until recently, AMG was kind of a subsidiary of Mercedes-Benz. Now it is actually part of the Mercedes-Benz brand. So this SLS Mercedes is not only going to be a very extraordinarily potent vehicle, but it brings back something from Mercedes-Benz history, and that is the gullwing doors. We saw the scissors doors on the SLR McLaren, as we see on a couple of other exotic Italian vehicles, like the Lamborghini Murcielago, and of course years ago the Lamborghini Countach had what they call scissors doors. But the gullwing doors, they were made popular, of course, by the original 300 SL gullwing, which was sold by Mercedes-Benz back in the 1950s. So they're bringing it back, and they're also bringing this new top-of-the-line Mercedes in at less of a price than folks paid for the SLR McLaren, which was a very pricey vehicle in the $400,000 range. Not to say that this is going to be a cheap one, because they're talking about $200,000 for this vehicle. But it's also going to be the first Mercedes-Benz made entirely of aluminum, an aluminum frame and aluminum body panels. The McLaren SLR utilized carbon fiber for its body panels, hence another reason for its extremely hefty price tag. Speaking of hefty price tags, the folks at Aston Martin are planning a very limited production vehicle. They're calling it the 177. Interesting name indeed. And the reason why they're calling it the 177 is that is the exact number of models that they're going to build, the exact number of examples. They're only going to build 177 of these particular super duper, super potent Aston Martins powered by a V12 engine, putting out more than 700 horsepower. The price tag, if you have to ask, you can't afford it. North of $1 million. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
so it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, Hot Fudge Sunday!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
If you love classic cars, what can Hagerty do for you? Offer competitive financing? Yes. Customized insurance? Of course. How about roadside assistance? Sure thing. Maybe tap you into the huge online classic car community? Absolutely. How about calming your wife down when she finds out you just bought that 68 coupe? Sorry, I don't think anyone can do that. A message from Hagerty. Car guys ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today. As you already know, drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. Hot rods is what we're going to be talking about because our guest sliding up to the microphone here is the author of a wonderful new book. It's called The Art of the Hot Rod. He is an esteemed automotive journalist contributing to many publications all across America, all across the world, including Playboy and The Rob Report and many, many others. He is the one and only Mr. Ken Gross. Ken, welcome to the airwaves of Auto World. How you doing?
Just fine this afternoon, Bob. Nice to be here. Thanks.
Well, let's tell everybody about this wonderful book, The Art of the Hot Rod. Certainly hot rods are extraordinarily close to you and yourself personally. When did it begin for you, Ken? When did you first kind of fall in love with a hot rod?
Well, in high school, like most people, you know, for me, the guys who had the loudest, fastest cars were always an attraction. I like to talk about sitting in Miss Durgan's math class looking out the window, because we were in the sub-basement, into the back bumper on John Knowles' 40 Ford, and he seemed to leave school earlier than I was always still in math class, and you could hear those dual pipes right through the window. So that was mesmerizing for me, and I couldn't wait to have a 40 Ford, couldn't wait to have a hot rod.
And over the years, you have collected a lot of hot rods, and not only hot rods, but hot rod parts. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Well, I have this fixation for intake manifolds. I was speed equipment deprived as a child, I think. So when the opportunity arose to be able to buy flathead speed equipment, I went to swap meets and looked on eBay and talked to friends. And I have a garage wall that looks like an aluminum monument, I guess you could have to say, with about 140 intake manifolds. And it's a bit bizarre, but the Ford flathead motor in the 40s, more companies made speed equipment for it until the big Cadillac and Chrysler overheads and subsequently the Chevy V8 came out. So there were lots of people trying to make flatheads go faster, and I just happen to have a lot of the equipment that they used.
And I know, of course, during your years when you were the director of the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles, you and folks like Bruce Meyer played a major role in getting hot rods more into the mainstream. Matter of fact, getting them onto the lawn at Pebble Beach, an event which up until more recent years had been really confined to kind of the classic vehicles, the Duesenbergs, et cetera.
Well, Bruce is one of the prime, really the prime mover, and along with people like Don Orozco and Glenn Munger, John Mozart, all these guys liked hot rods. As it happened, they owned classic cars. And they put a full-court press on Lauren and Jules to consider hot rods as historic American race cars. And back in the fall of 1996, Lauren said, okay, you can do this. And because Bruce and many of these other guys had cars that they wanted to bring to Pebble Beach, obviously they couldn't do the class selection and judge it. So that honor fell to me. And since 1997, we've had some wonderful hot rods on the lawn. And the response has been terrific. People really, really seem to like them.
Absolutely. It seems to always be a big draw. When you think of hot rods, of course, you think of California, but we're, of course, both raised in the Massachusetts area, and we're on a great Boston radio station right now, AM 1060 WBIX. And there are a lot of hot rodders in New England.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in the 50s, when I was in high school, you had the Nomads. They were a very competitive, terrific club in the Alston, Boston area. You had the Highwinders out in Lynn that ran a Fiat Topolino up at the drags. I think that we probably had almost as many hot rods on the street in the Boston area, really, as they did in California. I mean, California is a much bigger state, but every single town seemed to have a club or two, and there were speed shops. I mean, Lynn, where I lived, there was a little speed shop. You know, we had Adventure Car Hop, which looked like a scene out of American Graffiti with people dragging on Route 1. It was like a quarter of a mile from the edge of the restaurant to the first overpass, and people chose off there every night and just wailed. I mean, we had it. We really did.
That's great. We'd love to hear from any of our Boston listeners on AM 1060 WBIX. If you are a hot rodder, if you remember those days, if you still have a hot rod, we'd love to hear from you right now at our toll-free line, which we'll give out momentarily, or you can fire up an email anytime at bob@autoworldradio.com. So let's talk a little bit more about the book, Ken. You've done a lot of books over the years, but this particular book, The Art of the Hot Rod, is just chock full of exquisite studio photography. Tell us a little bit about your goals for this particular publication.
Well, it kind of came to me, actually, in the sense that Peter Harholt, who was the museum photographer who devised and put together a rolling studio, wanted to do a book on hot rods, and he came to me with the idea He had the equipment and the skill. He's photographed in the Louvre and the Tate Gallery in London. I mean, he's an immensely talented guy. And I said, well, let's do 20 hot rod shops. Let's pick 20 great shops around the country, which we did. And Peter drove 13,000 miles with his dually, hauling this 28-foot-long studio, which he could set up at anybody's shop and photograph their cars just with the same effect as he would have with a Cove and a fixed studio. So the work is elegant. There's a photograph, I always like to say, of my car on one of the first pages, my 32 Ford. It was taken in the driveway of my house, and I defy almost anybody to know that it wasn't done in a fixed studio, except when you look into the hubcaps, you can see the reflection of the house.
That is great.
But Peter did a fabulous job, and in the book, each chapter deals with these builders, many of whom have been doing cars for a long time. They have very different styles, very different approaches, and that's reflected in the cars. It's reflected in their clientele, and they were only too happy to talk a little bit about what they do and how they do it.
Ken, let's talk a little bit about the vehicle that graces the cover of the book. Tell us about that particular one.
Well, you know, it's funny. That car is is what a lot of people think the quintessential hot rod is. You know, a 1933 Ford with a blown Hemi in flames. We have a lot of flamed cars in this book. From a personal standpoint, I think flames belong on somebody else's car. But they still strike a responsive chord for a lot of people. And we have some of the absolute masters in here who have done flame jobs that literally look as though the car is about to catch on fire. That particular car was built by Roy Brizio's shop in South San Francisco. And Roy, that isn't the typical kind of car that Roy does. But in this case, he kind of went out of pattern and did a chopped-in, channeled 33 Ford, and literally the flames go from nose to tail on this guy.
Amazing power plant, too. What is he running there?
Oh, I think it's a 392 Hemi. You know, it's about as big and bad as it gets. And when the thing about these early Fords is you strip off the fenders and many of the non-essentials, which is what hot rodders do, and they get down to weighing, you know, very little over 2,100, 2,200 pounds. So you put a 400 to 500 horsepower engine in one, and you're going someplace, and you're going fast.
That's power-to-weight ratio. Our toll-free line, 800-259-9231. If you're a New England hot rodder, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Our toll-free line is wide open at the moment, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'd love to hear from all you hot rodders in the greater Boston area listening on AM 1060, the business station WBIX. You remember the days that our special guest, Ken Gross, the author of The Art of the Hot Rod, was telling us about a few moments back in Lynn, Massachusetts. If you remember those days, we'd love to hear from you. If you're a modern-day hot rodder, we'd love to hear from you. Everybody listening in Iowa on KXEL, I know that there are lots of hot rodders out there. Get lots of correspondence from those folks. We'd love to hear from you with a hot rod story, personal or otherwise. 800-259-9231. Ken, let's talk a little bit more about some of the folks here that you've showcased. 22 of the top hot rod builders, and you've already dropped a few of these names here, but this is an amazing set. I mean, how did you narrow it down to the 22?
Well, in all fairness, there are a number of great shops and great guys who really should be in this book. I was looking for a geographic distribution. I was looking for guys who do different types of cars, and quite honestly, it was very difficult to do. We set out a route where Peter could start. He lives in Florida, and literally circumnavigate the country. We wanted some of the big names. We wanted some of the guys who are lesser known, like the Kennedy brothers or Richard Graves in Long Beach, and people like Dave Krause, who was in the Southwest, a well-known guy in magazines and so forth, but maybe not someone that everyone's heard of. So part of it, I'll have to confess, is that most of these guys were friends of mine. Now they're all friends of mine, so there was certainly that had to do with it. I'd love to do a second book, and maybe we'll get a chance to do it. But I certainly picked people I knew well, knew did fabulous work, and that's basically how it was done.
Let's talk about some of these lesser-known folks, because some of them don't ring a bell with me. Tell us about the Kennedy brothers.
Well, the Kennedys took over a shop from their dad when he retired, and he still does custom woodwork, but they're relatively young guys. I mean, I'd have to say early 30s. They grew up in a hot rod shop. They build the kind of cars that their dad did. So in this book, we've got a 36 Ford Roadster. We've got a flamed, chopped five-window 32 Ford coupe. We have what looks like basically a 32 three-window high boy, old-style cars with flathead motors for the most part. And they've attracted a clientele as far away as a big collector like Jim Jard, who's in Austin, Texas, because they build cars the old way. That's the only way they've ever done it. They call their shop, actually they don't call it, but everyone else calls it the Bomb Factory. So they said, well, okay, we'll pick that name up, and that's what they do. And the photograph of them, we try to do a portrait of each of the builders, and we've got the brothers in a wading pool. Their shop is in Pomona. It's always hot as blazes out there. And it's an amusing shot of these two smiling and standing waist deep in a big wading pool, which they probably do on hot days.
That's great. Tell us about the gentleman known as Rolling Bones, Ken Schmidt.
Well, there's actually a bunch of them. Keith Cornell and Ken Schmidt, and they're in, I always say Ballston Spa, New York, but they're kind of in the Albany area. And I first met them at York, although I'd heard a little bit about them, because they built these two totally hammered 32 Ford coupes, I mean, with wicked chops and real attitude. And the cars used, for the most part, old parts, flathead motors, or in the case of Keith's car, he had a Y-block Thunderbird. But their cars just drip charm. You know, they literally and figuratively, I guess I'd have to say. And I wanted to know more about them and talk to them. And turns out they like to drive their cars, and they would think nothing of driving out to Bonneville or driving out to an event on the West Coast. And they developed a reputation for real long-haul people. And at the time, Ken was a full-time artist as he does Indian art. And Keith was, I believe, an insurance adjuster, but they were both very skilled. And a number of people, and I think I'd like to say I had a little help doing it, but people like Dennis Varney and others encouraged them to go into business and literally do this commercially, which they've since done. Chuck Varenus from the Boston area was a big supporter. Peter Vincent, another photographer. And they basically put their day jobs away, and they build these great hot rods full time. They recently did a coupe for George Poteet, a chopped 34 three-window that looks a lot like the famous Pearson Brothers coupe. And we all drove cross country last year. The last couple of years, I've gotten into the habit of driving to the SEMA show. We start in Cincinnati and drive all the way to Sin City on what's left of Route 66, and a lot of. We do it in hot rods and old cars, and I drove their car for part of the way, and it was an absolute kick. I mean, there's no roof, there's no windows, there's no mufflers. So this is one of these things where you just get on it and enjoy the thrill of driving a car that could have been built 50 or 60 years ago.
And what's the reaction of folks along the way when you're making your way from Cincinnati to Vegas?
Well, people want to talk to you. You know, we pull in for gas, and there might be 20 cars, so we're taking over a gas station, and people come up, and they want to know, you know, where are you going, and how far have you gone, and you're driving in that? You know, a couple of years ago, I drove with Scott Whitaker in another chopped 32 Ford, and that car was built from a new Brookville body, and then it was just, they just laid on patina, so the end result with faded paint that had been done more by Scotch-Brite pads than by actual weathering, this car looked as though it had been literally extricated from a garage and it sat there for all of its life. Well, people would look at it and they'd say, I can't believe you've driven across country in that old thing. And they didn't know that old thing was a new thing, very cleverly built to look as though it was old. And it had a brand new 286-inch flathead motor with a Scott blower. And, I mean, they used everything from bead blasting to muriatic acid to age this thing. But the motor had, maybe it had 20 miles on it when we started cross country. And halfway through Oklahoma, it was just running beautifully. It was built by Dick Lewis in Lititz, Pennsylvania. And Scott and I, we had to shout at each other to hear over the pipes, you know. And Scott was saying, this thing runs great. And I said, let's call Dick. So we called him, and he's an older guy, wonderful machinist. He answered the phone, and when he heard it was us, he said, wow, what's wrong? Where are you? We said, nothing's wrong. Listen to this. And I hung the phone out the window, and Scott, like, whooped it a couple of times. And you could hear Dick laughing at the other end. He says, I wish I were with you. I said, well, there's no room. You come next year.
That is great.
But the motor really ran and ran beautifully. You know, a flathead has breathing problems, but there's nothing that a supercharger can't fix. So we had a lot of fun.
As you point out, I mean, this book really showcases these vehicles as truly automotive works of art. And when you look at the details, I mean, that's what they are. I mean, they're definitely, you can see, just exquisitely done and labors of love, no doubt, for all of these builders.
Well, they are, but I'd like to think that they're functional art, too. You know, Gordon Burek, many years ago, the man who designed the Auburn Speedster and the Cord 810, 812, he wrote a book called Rolling Sculpture. And that's kind of what these cars are in a lot of ways. But the important thing is, particularly with hot rods, is that people drive them. Now, a number of the really elegant show cars that are done, cars that win things like the Riddler Award, I mean, cars like that haven't turned a wheel before they're put on a pedestal. But for some guys, as soon as that car is done, they're on the road with it, enjoying them and letting people see them and experience them. So to me, that's what it ought to be. I mean, I was just out in one of my cars just a few minutes before your call. Kind of beat a path to the door because it's thundering here now. But the fun is driving them. It truly is.
It definitely is. Our telephone number, once again, we would love to hear from you if you're listening in the Boston area and would like to chat with Ken Gross, also who grew up in the Boston area. We'd love to hear from you at our regular telephone number. Here it is. It is 800. I'm still learning this new number. 800-2. We got it right here. Where is 259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is Auto World on GCN.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Choose for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. The toll-free line, I've got a tattoo to me now, 800-259-9231. If anybody has a question for Ken Gross, the author of a wonderful new book called The Art of the Hot Rod, we'd love to hear from you. I got an email here, Ken, from a gentleman in Marblehead, Massachusetts. The gentleman's name is Alan, and he wants to know, what years were you patrolling Lynn?
Well, I'd have to say from 57 to about 62 would be the years. That's the tail end of high school and the beginning of college for me, and certainly in those years on summer holidays. Well, when I was in high school, of course. I mean, my first wife said, you know, after reflecting on our first date, we went to a drive-in movie. We went to a drive-in restaurant, and then we went parking. I mean, I kind of knew her anyway. And so we never got out of the car. And she should have known that when we got married. But that's what people did in those days. You know, you could get your driver's license when you were 16 years old, and we lived in our cars. I bought a car when I was 15. My parents let me save up from paper route and lawn mowing and all that stuff. Kept it at my grandmother's, learned to drive in her long driveway. Got my driver's license the day that I turned 16, and I was on the road with a pretty cool looking car. So guys did that in those days, and kids today. I mean, you'll laugh, Bob, but my younger of my three sons is a football player, and they're working out each morning over at the high school. And the other day, because I was taking a little bit of selfish time and working on my 32 Ford, I decided I would drive over and pick him up after practice.
Yeah.
So I drove in, and here are all these kids, and they're all like 15, 16 or so. You know, he's playing freshman JV football, and they kind of looked at the car like it was from out of space. You know, I mean, and the next day, I happened to have a Jaguar press car, and I had an XK coupe and drove that over, and they were all around it. I'm thinking, boy, there's something the matter here. You know, we're 50 years forward, and these kids are, I mean, they were definitely attracted to the Jaguar, but they were baffled by the 32 with no fenders.
Oh, that's funny. Well, maybe they just haven't seen quite enough of them. You know, it's maybe.
Well, not in Virginia, where I live, for sure. This is not exactly a mecca of hot rodding, although there are a few cars.
How do you see the future of the hot rod hobby? I mean, we need to get more younger people involved and excited about hot rods, in my opinion.
Well, you're absolutely right. And one of the things that the big associations, like Good Guys and the National Street Rod Association, have done is they now have kind of a rolling acceptance of cars that you can bring to their events. For a long time, 1949 was the cutoff. That's nothing newer than 1949. Well, if you do that, you're bound and determined just to have a bunch of gray-haired people and one or two kids. But if you roll cars forward so that you're now looking at cars in their 70s, you definitely attract a younger group of folks. Those cars are more affordable. But I think what I say to people all the time is, and guys, a lot of these guys now are grandparents, I mean, bring your grandkids to these events and certainly bring your kids to these events and let them work on cars, supervise them and so forth, because that's what the fun is. The problem today, though, is that the cars are so, they're just so intensely protected. I mean, a lot of cars, there's engine covers, you can't find the dipstick. Unless you can work with a computer, there's not a lot you can do on it. So these cars are much more complex than they were back in the 50s and 60s. So that's a problem in and of itself. You've got to get people interested in old cars because you can't work on new cars.
That is so true. And, you know, we also got to get more young people also involved in learning, you know, how to restore these cars and build these cars. And it's great to hear that you're showcasing in the book, The Art of the Hot Rod, you know, some of the younger builders as well.
Well, you definitely want to make people know that it isn't just a bunch of graybeards who are doing this. There certainly are young people interested, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, they have an under 21 class at a lot of these events now, where they're looking to encourage young people. I mean, you can buy an old pickup truck still for next to nothing, and work on it, and it's your vehicle. So I think it's still happening. I mean, you look at the magazines today, and they have. Despite this, call it recession, whatever, that we're going through economically, I mean, I've been to a number of events this year, and they're pretty packed. The LA Roadster Show a few weeks ago was a lot of people, and the vendors were doing business, and so people are still spending money on things that they love, and if this is their hobby, they're willing to do it.
It is so true. The Art of the Hot Rod is the book. It's published by Motor Books International. And Ken, where's the best place to pick up a copy of The Art of the Hot Rod?
Well, you can go to motorbooks.com or you can go to Amazon. Amazon's probably the easiest, and they discount it. So that's what I suggest for people. It's sold quite well, and I know that people enjoy it because I've gotten some great emails from folk that like it. I hope to have the opportunity to do another book, but I just finished another book on hot rods that doesn't relate to this one at all. It's going to be launched at Pebble Beach, of all places, and it's a compendium of long-lost photographs taken in the 1940s by a wonderful guy named Strada McMinn, who passed away a number of years ago, but a friend of mine was able to buy the photographs, and we put 110 of them. Many of them are hot rods and custom cars on the streets of L.A. that would never appeared in a hot rod book. So I'm looking forward to seeing what people's reaction will be to that.
Excellent. And it will be launching just in a few weeks at Pebble Beach. Is it also published by Motor Books?
No, it's privately published by the man who owns the books.
Oh, very good. Can't do any better than that.
It's called Hot Rods and Custom Cars in Los Angeles. And I think people, if you like old style cars, you'll really enjoy this book.
Absolutely. Can't wait to get a look at that one as well. But everybody should check out The Art of the Hot Rod. The photographs, fantastic, and all the folks that are featured in the book. 22 of the top hot rod builders featured in a way that's never been done before. And, Ken, it's always a pleasure sharing the microphone with you, my friend. Of course, we should also tell folks that you do your share of TV, and I know you've done lots of stuff with the RM folks and with McKeel Haggerty and such. And any TV projects to report?
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun at Pebble Beach this year because Nick Alexander is selling his extraordinary collection of Ford and Mercury Woodies, wood-bodied station wagons from the 40s and early 50s. And RM is trying something a little new. They have an auction on Thursday night. Typically, they've been Friday and Saturday. And in that auction, I'm going to be on the podium with the auctioneer and with Peter Bainbridge and with Ian Kelleher, who's the president of RM, and I'm going to be providing color for the talking about each individual Woody. They all have fascinating stories. I mean, Nick found his cars all over the country, and most of them were either restored or preserved to really high-quality Dearborn standards. So there's never been an opportunity, I think, to pick from nearly 50 Woodies. And
wow.
I'll be up there trying to think of something different to say about each one. Here's a blue one.
For some of the younger listeners, you know, who might not be familiar with woodies, I mean, these are truly vehicles covered with not fake wood, but real wood.
Yeah, that's right. The body structure, the only thing metal, you know, is the floor pan and the frame and the windshield. Basically, these cars were built totally of virgin forest wood that was found in northern Michigan. Ford had its own plant in a place called Iron Mountain, and a big factory full of people who hammered and glued and screwed these cars together with finger joints and all the wood techniques of fine furniture. And they're really these lumber wagons, as some people like to call them, or woodies in the surfer idiom, are beautifully preserved cars, and they're just a lot of fun to drive. I own a 1942 Ford Woody myself that was built in Iron Mountain. It's got most of the original wood. It creaks when you drive down the street. And that's a car that when people see it of any age, they want to know all about it. When they look in and they see that the headliner and everything is made of wood, ash and seasoned pine and maple, they're amazed that someone could build a car like that. Of course, you don't want to get into an accident with something like that. It's matchsticks if you do. But driving an old car slowly, a car like that, tune in that radio to a Glenn Miller song, and you really feel like you're back in the 40s.
Absolutely. And how does the weather affect the wood when it gets cold?
Badly.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Not good. Ford actually published a little two-page flyer with these cars and suggested that at least every year, if you left the car out, or every other year if it was garaged, that you basically sand it down and revarnish it. And dealers would do that, or people would take them to boat yards. That's what you had to do.
Wow. Ken Gross, automotive journalist extraordinaire, as usual, my friend. A pleasure. We'll do this again real soon.
Thanks, Bob. All the best.
Thank you. The Art of the Hot Rod is the book. Everybody check it out, motorbooksinternational.com. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.